Well, Sandy Ferris is here from the Downtown Bryan Association, and it's going to be sunny tomorrow for First Friday.
Yes, it is. And even though he said low in the 30s tomorrow night, I've already looked at the Weather Channel, and it will not be freezing while you're downtown for First Friday. So don't let the cold stop you.
It's not the first time.
No, it's not. And March typically is one of our better months. People are tired of being indoors, and we've got a lot planned. We have our usual slate of musicians, artists. We really do have a full range of activities this time. The Palace will have some music. We've got the Aggieland Orchestra and a couple of Bryan ISD groups that are coming. We are going to return to the park for the free movie. We've had it at the Palace the last couple of months, but at Sail Park at, I believe, 7 p.m., we're going to show Finding Nemo, and that's free. Opus is going to be back downtown. They were there in the fall with an event, and they will return Friday night with Broadway's Next Hit Musical, I think is the name of it. It's an improv musical comedy. I think they still have a few tickets left, so that would be a great thing to come down, do, eat, shop around a little bit, listen to some musicians, and just spend the whole evening with us.
And that's going to be staged where?
At Downtown 202 on Bryan Street. That's the event venue that's part of Old Bryan Marketplace.
And then you mentioned the Aggieland Orchestra, and who else?
Some Bryan ISD groups.
Hopefully, and they're going to be performing?
At the Palace.
Okay.
All free.
Just never a dull moment.
No, we always have something going on.
In addition, Monumental, we talked about that a little bit last month,
right.
And I'm guessing that's now in full gear.
Right. We launched the applications for Monumental a couple of weeks ago, and this is the event that actually won a statewide recognition award for best promotional event for a city. This is where we have teams of artists and welders, or just people who just want to get together and do something fun. On Saturday, March 21st, they're going to go to Bryan Iron and Metal, and for 3 hours they can gather up to 200 pounds of metal. Then they have to build a sculpture from that metal, and this year's theme is the classic elements of earth, water, air, and fire. So we scaled back a little bit on the size this time. The first time we did it, our sculptures were so large we had to have a skid loader move them around for us. But this time we're going a little bit smaller, and the deadline to enter is coming up on Monday. Just go to our website. You'll find the application for the teams. It's just $25 to enter. And last time we had about 10 or 11 teams. And so far we've got, I think, 6 who have entered so far. So looking forward to a good turnout again.
The elements is something that's really basic, and you've mm-hmm. reduced the weight requirement, or
right.
the weight maximum, I guess, is the better way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
So sounds like anybody who has a creative bent or just likes putting junk together and mm-hmm. who knows what kind of fashion.
Yeah, the interesting thing the first time is that we actually had entries from people whose job it is to weld things together, and then we had people who had never done anything like that in their life. So it's something that anybody can do. It doesn't take a special skill. You probably do need to find yourself a welder to tack some things together. But the fun part of that is you can only use the items that you find at Bryan Iron and Metal that morning. So it does require you to be a little creative. And on the elements, you can choose just one or two or all of them. And what we kind of envision this time is that it's something that might be suitable in a garden, courtyard, maybe a small tabletop sculpture, something like that. And we will have them on display during the week leading up to our downtown street and art fair, which is April 18th. And then people will have a chance to purchase those sculptures during the street and art fair on the 18th.
And more information is available.
Yes, downtownbryan.com.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris, the Downtown Bryan Association, was able to give Sandy a little bit of lead time because the City of Bryan has posted the City Council agenda for next Tuesday, and DBA's mentioned mm-hmm. a couple of places on what's going to be a very busy workshop agenda next Tuesday afternoon.
Yes, we wear a lot of hats, and one of those, one of the items is we're telling the Council about a fundraiser that we are planning for the Queen Theater, which we are in progress of restoring right now. And, excuse me. This is a brick fundraiser. People are probably familiar with where you have the bricks engraved and placed in the ground. We are looking at the sidewalk on Main Street in front of the Queen to start, calling it Phase 1. We hope that there will be a lot of interest in this. So we just want to let the council know what our plans are and get their sign off on the project. This will be a way that people can honor loved ones, establish something in their memory. It's going to be there for a long time, and we know that there are so many people in the community who grew up here and remember going to see a movie at the Queen. So we think this will be a fun, affordable way for people to have a hand in restoring that project.
Let me sneak in a status report on what's happening inside. How's it going?
We just saw the plans. We have several architects who are donating their time and expertise on those, and we are actually having a meeting, I think, on Monday to review some of the changes. I don't want to go out on a limb and put any pressure on anybody, but we definitely hope that it will be open in time for Texas Reds this year. So that's in September, the very end of September. So, and it will be a multi-purpose event venue. It is, the capacity isn't great, because if you've ever walked by or been inside, that structure is only 27 feet wide, but very long and narrow. So we've had to get really creative with how we're going to shape that space, but we can do all manner of things. Weddings, recitals, conferences, intimate gatherings, just, you know, it can be used for a lot of different purposes.
And in fact, again, a shameless reminder that the marquee is always up for rent.
Oh, yes, it is. We rent that out quite frequently. We've had lots of wedding proposals, wedding anniversaries, celebrations of all kinds. If you drive by there right now, it says, Welcome Baby Philip. That was one of our local, actually a board member now, and her husband had a baby. So it's a very popular thing to rent.
Also on the City Council workshop agenda for next Tuesday is, speaking of Reds, getting ready to roll for this year's festival.
That's right. It's time to approach the city and show them what our budget looks like for Texas Reds. As you may remember, we took over the management of the festival last year from the city, and we will be reminding them of what we did last year and tweaking a few things. We got a lot of feedback, and some of the changes that we want to implement this year are a result of that feedback. And we've already talked about it, so I'm not springing, you know, the news right now, but we are bringing back steaks. So steaks finally will be back into Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival. So we're excited about that.
In addition, what else is being proposed that may be new?
We're going to stay with the Saturday-Sunday. That seemed to be well-received. We are going to tweak the hours a little bit, probably not start until noon on Sunday. We may start an hour later on Saturday. Haven't totally finalized that, but looking at crafting some special packages for people who want to enjoy the steak and wine and maybe the craft beer. We will probably cut back on the number of stages that we had. We had a lot of great music and great musicians, and we found that people couldn't get around to hear all of the bands that they wanted to hear. So we're going to probably cut back three or four stages and have what we're calling little mini headliners. Although we hope that we can get Ruthie Foster back. I wouldn't think of her as a mini headliner. She certainly has some drawing power as far as an artist, but something along those lines, and kind of stagger those times so that people can enjoy all of the music. We'll keep the kids zone. Another thing that we're going to be doing, last year we were able to give, I think, around $15,000 to community organizations in exchange for them helping us, volunteering. So we are expanding that this year, and we're happy to announce that we're going to be providing two scholarships to Bryan ISD graduates, and it's called the Texas Red Scholarship. One of them is going to be for a student who's pursuing a career in agriculture or viticulture. The other one will be for a student who has done a lot with community service and giving back to their community, because those are two things that are what we know about Texas Reds and what we try to highlight. So we're really excited. We'll be awarding the first two this May.
All right. And one other thing you had mentioned, in fact, you're dressed ready to go to KAMU. So
yes,
if you want to see the folks who make downtown Bryan work and go, watch KAMU this evening.
That's right. We've got a Queen marquee up for auction, I believe, as well.
Very good. And again, downtownbryan.com online and also on social media to keep up with what's going on First Friday and Monumental. In fact, I'm guessing the website will still have pictures of Monumental from last year, so sort of a guide of at least what was done in the first
year. We've got them on our Facebook page. Again, they're not going to be as large as those were the last time around, but we're happy to answer lots of questions. I've already had some questions from the teams, but it's a fun thing. If you don't participate, you should at least come look at them.
Very good. As always, appreciate the visit.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.